Trumos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2. This is the last of the Mishnayos with this kind of setup of having two containers, A and B, where you're taking, let's say, for example, you have 15 A and 15 B, and you want to take the 2%, meaning 2, all from B on behalf of both A and B, if you can do it. And the particular case we have here is, like the previous Mishnah, one container has Tameh, and one container has Tahor produce. But in the previous Mishnah, we said you were taking from Tahor on behalf of Tameh. And we're saying, even though you're doing the Kohen a favor, so to speak, by giving him 2 units of Tahor, we had, for extraneous reasons, because the sphere of Min HaMukkah, putting them close together, or not putting them close together enough because you're afraid they'll get Tameh, that the rabbi said not to do it. But here in Mishnah Beis, we're going the other way around. You're proposing to take Tameh produce on behalf of Tahor. So again, Midoraisa, that's going to work, but what you're doing really is totally messing up the Kohen. You're kind of cheating him, because think it through. If you had 50 Tameh and 50 Tahor, and you gave the Kohen his fair share on a prorated basis, you give him one of each. And the Kohen would eat the Tahor one. And the Tameh thing, he can't eat, he can burn. And if it, you know, provides him use in terms of as a fuel source, he can get benefit. But obviously, he'd much rather have food to eat than, you know, figs to burn or something. So you're cheating him, you're messing him up. And here the rabbi said, no, we don't want you to do that. Although it works midoraisa, since you're sort of ending up really giving the Kohen the short end of the stick, we're not letting you do it. But with qualification. So the Mishnah here is going to say inside, Ein tarmin min hatame al hatahor. You may not take tame produce as truma on behalf of tahor. Again, so you have A and B. B has the tame, A has the tahor, and you take 2 out of the tame B on behalf of A and B together. You can't do that, says the Mishnah. V'im tarim, and if you did, well, midoraisa works, but we're going to now say potentially midorabana, we're not letting it happen. So, shogeg, if it was a shogeg, that is to say, it was inadvertent. You didn't know that the tame produce was tame. For argument's sake, you thought A and B were equally tahor, and after you took 2 from B on behalf of B and A together, someone tells you, oh gosh, what was in B was actually tame. So that was a shogeg you didn't know. And that being the case, truma so truma. After the fact, bidyeved, you shouldn't have done it, but now you didn't know better and you did an accident. Well, now it worked midoraisa, so you have 2 units from B, and they're tame and the Kohen has to make do. Umezid, on the other hand, if you did it willfully, meaning you knew full well that what was in A was tame, what was in A was tahor and what was in B was tame, and yet you took from B both on behalf of A and B, so you're really cheating the Kohen on purpose. So then, lo asa klum, the rabbis put their foot down, and they like pull the rug out from under you. Even though the Torah says it works, the rabbi says, no, it does not work, which is pretty remarkable. You see here that the rabbis have the power to actually inhibit what would otherwise work in the Torah from working. And they don't empower you to do that taking of truma, because we don't want to make the Kohen lose, and therefore we just disallow it altogether. So, and that's that. Now, the next line of the Mishnah says a similar principle applies. V'chein, b'nei Levi, if you have a Levi. Shehaya lo, and what does he have? He has his Maaser Rishon. But this Maaser Rishon is Maaser Tevel, meaning it's mice that hasn't been tithed yet. So let's keep it really simple, even simpler than the Bar Tzanura does here, and just simply say this is Maaser that he has. He'll have to give 10% of it as Trumas Maaser. That's what he's got it put in his cupboard, and it's become, and it's tummy. So what's he doing? He's basically going around town collecting Maaser from his neighbors. And every time he gets Maaser, let's say this is, you know, these were what he got first and put in his cupboard, let's say is 10 liters of wine, 10 liters of Maaser wine. So he has, it's Tevel, meaning he hasn't taken the Trumas Maaser from it. So what he has to do is take at least 1 of the 10 and give that to a Kohen. But what he does instead is he keeps the 10 in his cupboard, and then he goes to his neighbors, and every time he collects 10 more liters of wine from his neighbors, he says, listen, I owe 1/10 of this as Trumas Maaser, but I'm not going to give from the 10 I've just collected from my neighbors. I'll just ascribe, I'll put the Trumas Maaser, 1 more liter, and assign it to the 10 liters I have in my cupboard back at home. So that works. The halachas of Min HaMukkaf actually, midoraisa, require just the Truma Gadola and Chala. They don't apply to Trumas Maaser at all. But anyways, even putting Min HaMukkaf aside, the point is, one could do this, and the Kohen, let's say our Levi is doing that. So, but our case is, now the Levi has the 10 liters of wine is covered back home, but they're tame. So what's happening is, exactly like in the previous part of the Mishnah, he's taking tame trumas meiser on behalf of tahor meiser. So again, he's essentially net-net, he's cheating the Kohen, because when he delivers these 10 liters, ultimately, whatever it is, of trumas meiser to the Kohen, Kohen can do nothing with it. He can't drink it. It's all tame. So if he's doing that, well, will it work? Same as we said before, if he knew what he was doing, it won't. But if he didn't know what he was doing, it was inadvertent, it was a shogeg, it will. So the Mishnah says inside, Hayamafresh alav v'holech, he keeps on designating Trumas Meiser from his newly collected Meiser on what he had back home from the original Meiser Tevel. If he, and that Meiser Tevel back home in his cupboard is Tameh. So if he did it shogeg, he didn't realize it was Tameh, didn't know, then Masha Asa Asui, what he did is done. Meaning, indeed, the new Trumas Meiser back in his cupboard is Cohen property and everything worked. But Mazid, if he purposefully was just allocating Tameh wine to the Cohen, so even though Midoraisa works, the rabbi says, no way, lo asa klum, we say that was totally invalid, and the taking of the truma, designation of Trumas Meiser, didn't do anything, and he has to tie this again. Good. Just an important point, the Bartanura speaks out, is that, let's say in the first case, when we're talking about the taking the truma, where we say what's done is done after the fact, if it's a shogeg, the Bartanura speaks out that only applies where the produce in question has finished being, you know, gemar malacha, has finished being processed, and therefore the time which requires you to take truma has kicked in. That's when we'll say what's done is done. But if, says the Bartanura, the produce we're talking about that was tameh hadn't even reached gemar malacha yet, and there's no definitive obligation yet to take truma, then we'll say no, the truma wasn't effective, and you have to go do it again, even in the shogeg case. Hard to see exactly how it would apply in the case here about the Meiser, because Meiser already been collected, it's finished its production. Okay. On all that, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haye yodeya bo betchila. He says, listen, it's not so simple. He has a middle case. What happens if, says Rabbi Yehuda, you didn't know that it was Tameh, and therefore what we said before is Shogeg, but what happens if someone had told you, you just forgot? So someone said, what you have in container B is Tameh, then you forgot that he told you that, then you assigned the Truma to the stuff in container B, and that's it. And then someone reminds you, oh no, that was Tameh. So does that count as being a Shogeg because of the time that you did it, you didn't know? Or no, since you were told before, so you can't just now forget it and say it's Shogeg. It's what's called a Shogeg Karov Lemezid, perhaps, which means it's like, it's a Shogeg because you didn't know, it was inadvertent, but it's pretty borderline to being negligent, and therefore you can't call it close to being willful what you did. So Rabbi Huda says, indeed, it is Karov Lemezid, and it won't work. So that's what Rabbi Huda says. Rabbi Omer, Im haye yodeya bo betchila, if you had known that what was in B was Tameh, you just forgot, you can't just call it a Shogeg now. Afa pishu Shogeg. Even if when you did it, you had forgotten and you inadvertently assigned the Tameh stuff in B to be the Truma. But no. It's not good enough. Lo asa klum. The rabbis say in such a case, says Rabbi Yehuda, that the taking of Truma doesn't work. It's like doing it b'mezid. It's a shogeg karel of mezid. It's a shogeg that's very close to mezid. However, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows Tanakama. So even if you knew but forgot, it could still be a shogeg.